For Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs Tara Sweeney, the visit to Bethel was a bit of a homecoming.
At Kilbuck, Mrs. Hahn was my fifth grade teacher.
Sweeney is the first Alaskan native to be confirmed to her position. Growing up in Bethel and Ukiavik, she says she saw firsthand the problems with public safety in rural Alaskan communities.
The issues that we're discussing today are prevalent in every Alaska Native village. Every family has been impacted by domestic violence, sexual assault, violent crimes. So, yes, this is personal.
Sweeney says the Bureau of Indian Affairs has heard about these issues for years. And now DOI Chief of Staff Kate McGregor says the Bureau has the support it needs to take action.
The president earlier this year declared May 5th as National Missing and Murdered Native American Awareness Day. So this is something that has been raised in profile.
McGregor said it was important to note several members of the White House were in attendance at the listening session. Director of BIA's Office of Justice Services, Charles Addington, thinks funding will be available. The next step is figuring out where the BIA can get the biggest bang for its buck.
Trying to figure out where do we already have things in place that we can just start enhancing, low-hanging fruit that we can make differences right away.
The Association of Village Council Presidents had called for the listening session. 47 of the 56 federally recognized tribes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta sent representatives. AVCP Director of Communications Azara Mohammadi described some of their suggestions.
There was a lot about restorative justice. There was a lot about resources for victims, and infrastructure came up again and again, public safety infrastructure.
She said people in the lower 48 take holding cells and office space for granted. But in many villages, that infrastructure is either falling apart or doesn't exist.
I mean, if you just don't have the physical space for it, it's very difficult.
In addition to more funding for village public safety officers and tribal courts, another request was changing the funding process itself. AVCP Director of Tribal Justice Rick Garcia says there are problems when villages have to apply for competitive grants every year.
What competitive funding does, it puts our neighbors against our neighbors. It puts our families against families.
Garcia is hopeful. The listening session came just a few months after Attorney General William Barr visited Bethel to talk about public safety. Garcia said this meeting struck a different tone.
I think this session was much different than Attorney General Barr's in that they really did come with the intention of listening and getting recommendations directly from our tribal leadership and delegates.
Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs Tara Sweeney said improving public safety in this region will require creativity and should be developed in partnership with the people who know the issues best. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.